Stay right there in your easy chair for 30 minutes of pleasure. Don't you go, it's Melinda's show. It's the talk of the desert.
It's the talk of the desert with Melinda Reed.
I just love coming home at night. I turn around, she's a treasure. Everyone and everywhere I go, she's the talk of the desert.
Now, here's Melinda.
Well, I already have your plans made for February 14th. As you know, gentlemen, it is Valentine's Day. But you have to buy tickets to go see my guest on Talk of the Desert, and that is none other than Keely Smith. Keely, welcome back to Talk of the Desert.
Thank you.
And you're appearing at the McCallum on Valentine's Day.
Yes, and I will sing My Bloody Valentine.
Oh, you will?
Yes. I went to see Jack Jones there last year on Valentine's Day.
Right.
And he never sang My Funny Valentine. And I couldn't get over that, so I made up my mind that would definitely be on my show.
Well, good. I'm glad to know that.
Aren't you thrilled with that information?
I'm thrilled with that information. Are there any other Valentine's Day songs, or is that like the only one?
That's the only one that I know.
But there are so many romantic songs.
Well, my show is going to be, actually, Melinda, it's 12 or 14 songs that I've never sung before.
There's songs you've never sung before?
Songs I've never sung before. But the name of the show is I Wish You Love. That will be the one song I have sung before.
Mm-hmm. A few times.
I'm going to do songs like, I've been a friend of Burt Bacharach's for years.
Yes.
But I just got to the point where I think I can sing his songs. I never thought I could sing them because they're all weird meters and weird beats, you know. So I decided to take them away from the way they were written and do them the way I could sing them. So I'm going to sing some of Burt's songs.
And who's doing the arrangements for you?
Dennis Michaels.
Who is your son-in-law.
Who is my son-in-law.
Yes, yeah. And an excellent pianist and conductor.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. He really is. And I'm bringing in a 34-piece orchestra.
Are you really? Yeah. To the McCallum?
And they're going to decorate the stage with, hearts and flowers and whatever. And I'm going to slink across the stage in a red gown.
Ooh.
No pants, no more.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I got a lot to get off here to do it, but I'm going to do it.
Keely, you can still slink across the stage.
No, I'm more of a klutz. I am, really.
Yeah, so am I.
Are you?
Somebody told me, I got bruises on my legs all the time because I'm running into something.
Yeah.
They say move the door a little bit more this way for Melinda.
But you're always in a hurry. I'm not.
I am.
I go at slow speed.
Yeah, I'm always in a hurry. Maybe that's why I'm such a klutz. But somebody told me you're not a real woman if you aren't a klutz.
Really?
Yeah. So
I like that.
Me too.
Nobody ever told me that.
Well, I'm just telling you that.
Okay, good.
So yeah, so you know you're a real woman.
But I knew that before.
Yeah, I think so.
I finally grew into one.
Well, you got started at such a young age.
Actually, I started when I was with Louis when I was 20, and that was 1948. Mm-hmm. For some reason, Louis lied about my age and told everybody I was 16. I didn't know that for a long time. And then people, they would put in the, what's that little magazine about this size that they put out each year? They teach you about how to grow crops.
Oh, Farmer's Almanac.
That's it, thanks. Mm-hmm. And they had in there that I was born in 1932.
Yes.
And somebody walked up one day and asked me about it. And I said, well, no, that's not true. I said, I don't know where they got that from. And then I started checking around and I found out that it came from Louis. So then as I got older, I started telling my age on stage.
Yeah. So it was correct, huh?
Yeah, it's correct now.
Yeah, good. Glad you know that. You know, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, Keely, if you put the mask over your face, anybody would know who you are because you've kept the same hairstyle really all of your career.
Actually, when Louis and I divorced, I married a record producer by the name of Jimmy Bowen. You ever hear of him?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Wonderful record producer. He produced Frank's hits and Dean Martin's hits, Sammy Davis. And I let my hair grow long when I was married to him because I stayed home for 9 years to raise my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it long, but I'd look in the mirror and I'd say, who is that girl there? But I still kept it long because he liked it long. Mm-hmm. And then when I decided to go back to work, I thought, well, no, this isn't going to work. So I cut it back, you know, and I love it short.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. But you've basically had the style, at least through your onstage career.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I don't think anybody would recognize you any other way, huh?
No, I don't think so.
And Keely, we do share something in common because I'm an eighth Cherokee Indian.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because right. I know you're part Cherokee.
My grandmother on my father's side was full-blooded. And my grandfather on my father's side also had some Cherokee, but he also had some Irish blood.
Right.
So I don't know how much I am. But I include it.
Yeah.
I accept it.
Well, you should, shouldn't you?
I like being part Cherokee.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very much. And I've been to the Cherokee Nation before.
Have you really?
As a matter of fact, I received an award there. And it was in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. that's the seat. Is that what you call it? The seat of the Cherokee Nation?
Yeah, I think so.
And it was quite an experience because they had a rut about this big in the middle of the road of the main street. And I thought, now look at this. The Cherokee Nation has a rut in the middle of the main street. I thought that was very funny.
And why?
they just didn't fix it. It was there. Nobody fixed it. I don't know why. But they were wonderful people.
I've been trying to figure out how to get the money that's coming from me from the casinos, from the Indian casinos.
You're the wrong Indian. Out here.
Yeah, well, I know that. But yeah. I mean, I think the Cherokees must have some casinos someplace.
Well, but in Oklahoma. But you have to be on the roll. And if you're not on the roll, I looked on the roll when I was there, and I could not find my father's name. I found my grandma's name.
Really?
But I never really looked into if it entitled me to anything. Mm-hmm. I know one time, I'm friendly with Merv Griffin, and he said to me one day here in Palm Springs, he said, honey, he said, why don't we open up a casino here? He said, I'll put up all the money for it. I looked at him, I said, Merv, I'm the wrong Indian. He said, what do you mean? I said, I'm Cherokee. These people out here are not Cherokee.
Right, exactly.
Because we could not open a casino here.
No, exactly, because they're not, reservation land is not here in this valley.
Right.
Let's see, you have to be Agua Caliente or what was it? Casino Morongo. I'm trying to think, what are the Morongos?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I stay home a lot.
Do you really? I thought you were out on the road a whole lot.
Well, I'm on the road, but even when I'm on the road, I'm home a lot. Because I don't mix too well. I really don't.
I'm not sure how to take that statement. What do you mean by that?
I don't trust a lot of people.
Okay.
I don't like a lot of people, and therefore I don't open up to them. And I give off an air, I've been told by many, many people, of don't talk to me and don't touch me. I don't mean to do that because I'll talk to anybody that walks up and talks to me. But I think it comes from being so shy. When I was with Louis, I was so shy. It was unbelievable. As I've gotten older, I've gotten more outspoken, and I say what the heck I want to say now. But I'm not comfortable. I don't eat with a lot of people. I'm very particular who I eat with. I like you, Melinda.
Oh, good, Keely. I'm so glad. Thank you.
I figured you better put that in there.
I was beginning to worry a little bit.
No, you know, when you've gone through as many years as I have, I'm 78, folks, wherever you are. But anyhow, you get, I was going to say screwed a lot. Is that okay to say
that? Yeah, it's okay.
And you get to the point where you don't really trust people, especially women. And I've always been kind of a homebody. So that's the story of my life. I'm not very interesting. When I drank, I was a lot of fun. But I don't drink anymore.
Oh, I don't think we're going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole, Keely. The secrets all come out now, huh?
Oh, well. There are no secrets anymore.
No, exactly.
No, as a matter of fact, I might have a facelift or something done to my neck. I see it on camera and I don't like it. My whole face, not just the neck.
Well, Keely, I'm supportive of whatever you want to do.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Although I don't think you need it. But
yes, I'm sure you do.
Any plastic surgeon
now, you just told a lie. See, I don't lie, but you just told one.
No, I said I don't think you need it.
I know you do.
But if it makes you feel better about yourself, then you can go do it.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know how to answer that.
Well, no, I mean, I think you should be supportive of people's goals and what they want to do, you know, and then let them do because it's what they feel best about.
Well, so. I think as long as I'm going to keep singing and I tell my daughters I'm going to sing till I'm 90, I need to get some weight off and I need to do something about my face. And I really think that will make me feel better.
Now, why did you say 90? Why don't you be a Herb Jeffries? He's still on the road at 95 today.
Yeah, but can he still have sex?
You'll have to ask his wife.
I'm only joking. Herb is one of a kind. He really is. Herb tells people, I'm on the back nine. That's what he says.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
And he's still a good singer.
Oh, he is. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, he says he does his vocal scale practice like a half hour every day.
Really?
Yeah. So are you practicing every day?
I don't ever practice. Yeah. If I'm going to go to work, I'll rehearse 2 weeks prior to going to wherever I'm going. Mm-hmm. Because you can't sustain, you know, a week or 2 weeks of shows if you don't get your muscle in shape.
Exactly.
So I do that, yeah.
Well, Keely, I've always said, and I think I've said this to you before on air, is that if I could sing, I'd love to sound like you. Because I just think you have a fantastic voice.
Thank you.
And did you ever have any professional training?
No.
This is just...
God-given, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have to have a smile on my face because, you know, we've nicknamed you, right?
Yeah, I know.
The world's best, worst singer.
Yeah. Yeah, I've mentioned that so many times on Talk of the Desert, especially when I have my fantastic singers on, and that I'm the best, worst.
Yeah.
And
I'm so proud of that. You have fun with it.
That's
why I keep working. I love what I'm doing now.
You know what? Shouldn't everybody love what they're doing?
Yes, we're very lucky that way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, I was just thinking, I heard that Kitty Carlisle Hart is still out on the road performing, and she's like 97.
She's like 97, and she's still working, and they say she's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't give yourself a cutoff date, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Boy, you're easy.
I am, yes.
Okay, let's talk about, before we go into the break, we got a couple of minutes. I know about a duet, or a couple of duets you did with Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about working with Frank.
He called up, Louie and I lived in Las Vegas, and he called up the house one day, and I answered the phone. He said, hi, Injun, this is Sinatra. I said, yeah, Frank.
He said, called you Injun?
Yeah, he nicknamed me Injun. That's where that name came from. And he said, I want you to come in town and record with me. I said, just a minute. And I handed the phone to Louie. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to say to him.
Right.
And I hear Louie tell him, yeah, man, she'll be there. We'll send us the songs and we'll give you her keys, but don't worry about it. She'll be there. And to show you how bright my husband was, we drove to Los Angeles. He took me to Capitol Studios, took me in the studio where I already knew Frank, but didn't know him well.
Right.
Left me with Frank Sinatra. He went out and went and got on a train and went to New Orleans. Now you tell me how smart he was.
Yeah. Okay.
But Frank never did anything wrong.
No.
But I mean, I think had I known, or had I been somebody's husband, I would have stayed there.
Right, exactly.
You don't just take your wife who knows nothing.
Well, was he working in New Orleans?
No, he was going on a vacation. Okay. Yeah, Frank was sweet as he could be. We all went out to dinner, and as a matter of fact, it's the first time that I was told, the first time, that anybody told him no, that wasn't a good take, because we're singing one of the songs, and at the end, he told the musicians, he said, okay, that's it, that's a wrap. And I looked, and I said, no, it isn't. And he said, what do you mean? I said, we can do it better than that. And he kind of laughed and he looked at the musicians. He said, okay, guys, we're going to do it again. And we did it a couple of more times. Mm. And he looked at me. I said, okay, that's good. But you know something, Belinda? If you don't know how important somebody is, because I was never a really Frank Sinatra fan. Mm-hmm. My favorite singer was Nat King Cole.
Oh, yes.
And I never was in awe of Frank. And because of it, I didn't hesitate to question or ask or say what I felt like mm-hmm. saying, you know. Well, and I think that's the reason he liked me.
I'm sure Mr. Sinatra respected you for that, because I think the people that, I don't mean stood up to him, but wasn't the yes people, that he respected more.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Yeah. What were the songs that you recorded with him?
How You Fix for Love and Nothing in Common. Mm-hmm. They were not good songs, and he apologized to me afterwards because they were a favor to somebody. And then we didn't have a hit on them. Got a lot of airplay, but mm-hmm. we didn't have a hit. Mm-hmm. And he told me afterwards that Capitol had put our record aside to work on Nat Cole's because Nat got mad because they put one of Nat's records aside to work on Frank's record. It was a whole big mess, you know.
Oh, brother.
But I don't think they were hit records anyhow.
Well, but you've had plenty of hits since then, Keely Smith.
Yeah.
So. We'll be right back with Keely Smith. We're going to talk more about her career and about the McCallum date on February 14th. We'll be right back.
the talk of the desert.
Don't touch that dial. Melinda and her guests will be right back.
She's the talk of the desert.
We're back with Melinda and the sensational Keeley Smith.
Well, as you can tell, Keeley's being very upfront and honest on everything. And she says, at her age, it doesn't make any difference. I think that's marvelous. I think it's the way we should kind of all be gracious, but honest, right?
I think people should be honest, period.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about one of your biggest hits, or maybe your biggest hit is I Wish You Love, which is the theme of your Valentine's Day show at the McCown.
Right, right.
When did you record that?
1957.
I won't tell you. 1956.
Oh. You weren't born, I'm going to kill you.
I was. That was, 57 was the year I was born.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I think it was either 56 or 57. Oh, I'm going to really punch
you.
Sorry,
Keeley. I know. She's going to kick me under the table, isn't she? But now, you did that by yourself. Louis was involved
in
all.
No, Louis wasn't involved. As a matter of fact, when we first went to Las Vegas in 54 and we became very big there, Capitol Records came along. They wanted to record the group. Mm-hmm. And Louis said, well, okay, we'll let you record the group, but you must give Keeley her own separate contract. They said, no, we don't want her. And it didn't bother me that
no.
they said that,
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how important it was to record. Mm-hmm. And Louis said, well, then you can't have the group. So they went away, and about 6 months later, they came back. They said, okay, we'll take her. So we went in and re-recorded with the group, and then it came time to pick songs for my album. Mm-hmm. And we had a record producer by the name of Voyle Gilmore at Capitol. And we sat down, Louis and I and this man. And in those days, I didn't talk to anybody but Louis. So Mr. Gilmore would play a record or a song, and they were all standards.
Is that because you thought you were so shy at
yeah.
the time? Really?
Yeah, I really didn't talk to anybody. Yeah. And he played this one song. He said, I'm going to play you a very pretty French song, but it doesn't mean anything. And he played I Wish You Love. Mm. And when it was all over, I'd lean to Louis, and I used to call him Babe, and he called me Babe. I said, Babe, I'll sing any 11 songs y'all want me to sing, but I've got to sing the French song. Mm-hmm. And Voyle Gilmore said, that song won't ever mean anything. It's just a pretty song. And Louis said, man, if she wants to sing that French song, she's going to sing that French song. And that turned out to be I Wish You Love.
Yeah.
So my first album for Capitol was a hit, thank God.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful song, and the way you do it.
It is a pretty song.
You really
there have been more babies made from that song. That's what I'm told, anyhow.
That's why you call yourself, that's why you call each other Babe, huh?
No.
I'm teasing. Now, have you re-recorded it since then?
No. No,
really?
I haven't. In a live album, we just did parts of it because we mixed it in with Old Black Magic. Mm-hmm. But at the McCallum, I'm doing it exactly as it was recorded.
Mm-hmm. Now, recently, I mean, I don't know how many years ago, you did a song called Palm Springs Jump.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you record that? You don't remember.
I don't remember. I must have recorded it on Concord.
Okay.
It's got to be Concord because it's the only record company I'm with.
Right, right.
And an album called Keeley's Swing, it's mm-hmm. called, yeah. Mm-hmm. I may do that at the McCallum
show.
Well,
you should do it. Yeah. It's a Palm Springs Jump.
I'm going to do songs like Let the Good Times Roll mm-hmm. and songs that people aren't going to expect from me, really.
Well, you said there's a whole bunch of new Burt Bacharach songs.
All new songs. Burt's song, Burt wrote a song called This Girl's in Love with You, or This Girl's in Love. And my mind just went blank. He's written some wonderful songs.
Yes. Well, if you haven't sung them before.
Right, I haven't,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. How come you hired your son-in-law to be your music director?
Because he's that good. He's wonderful. He's absolutely wonderful. He's writing all these arrangements for the new show. Mm-hmm. He is such a talented young man. It's unbelievable. And he's a good singer.
Is he really?
Very
I didn't know
good
he sang
singer.
Also.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about that. You said that you divorced Louis Prima. And I was wondering if there was, we have somebody showing up in the studio.
He showed up, right?
He showed up. We have Frankie Randall and Buddy Rocco showing up.
Well, we just wanted to play through or join you.
You don't get a microphone.
Huh?
You don't get a microphone.
Well, wait a minute,
come over and sit on me.
They gave you, well, here.
Hello? Yeah. I'll sit with her.
Yeah.
Here, talk in my microphone.
Can I sit here somewhere too?
Yes, Frankie, come over here.
Is this really on TV?
Yes, this is really on TV.
Oh my God, I hope Leslie doesn't see this.
For some reason, every once in a while, you two dart in to a Talk of the Desert episode because you're so dying to be on Talk of the Desert, aren't you?
Absolutely. Actually, the last time we did this, who was on?
And
moving furniture already. who was on? I forget.
It was the Irish Open. And Buddy came on.
Oh, Buddy came on. That's right. I was doing it with Jerry.
With Jerry Vail.
So we decided to surprise you girls.
Oh, I'm glad.
We just got through playing golf.
This is the closest I've been to Buddy in how many years?
wait a minute. Leslie shouldn't be listening to this.
Now Leslie knows.
So you two ask questions of Keeley. Well, you've got the chance.
Ask questions of Keeley.
You don't want me to ask.
That's a loaded question right there.
Why? Could you ask me that I can't answer?
No, first of all, your arrangement is done, by the way.
Thank you.
So we're going to rehearse it next week.
Okay.
I wrote some charts for her.
Is this for the McCallum Day?
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
it is. On February 14th. Yeah. Hey, what do you know? Buddy Greco, arranger.
He's a good arranger.
I know he is. Yeah.
So this is going to be fun.
Yes. Is that all you got to say
to me?
No,
I want to come and see you.
Where? At my home?
Wherever you want me to come and see.
Boy, I hope
I'm afraid
I
haven't come to my home.
I'm calling her.
What are you kidding, pig?
Yeah. Frankie, you've known Keeley a long time.
I met Keeley when I was working at Jilly's in New York.
But he's never touched me. I tried to touch him, but he wouldn't let me.
Wait a minute. I have pictures of you touching me. Not
they
really touching
that doesn't
me.
Count. You had your clothes on.
Yes, I did have my clothes on.
God, what kind of a show is this?
It's a Keeley Smith type show.
We talked about being frank and honest earlier.
Oh, God.
No, we got Frank and Buddy, not Frank and Honest. Oh, sorry, guys. So the game was good today.
The game was wonderful today.
Did Buddy play? I mean, did Jerry play?
No, Jerry didn't play. Yeah. I think Jerry went up to the tram with Rita and Logan.
Oh, really?
And Logan's fiance. I just called Rita. She says, well, Logan has his girlfriend with her, and they have a registry when you have...
Logan really does have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's 7 years old, ladies and gentlemen.
Rita says that the registry is at Toys R Us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Talk about hiring Keeley when you worked for Steve Wynn in Atlantic City.
It was great, because every time she worked there, she just jammed that place, and... We had some wonderful days back there. We really did. Steve never talked to me. I was the vice editor of the hotel, you know.
He never talked to me either.
Did you work
hired both of these
characters.
That's right.
Yes,
I did.
What are you, nuts?
In fact, when Buddy first came in, too, he just knocked the place apart. It was wonderful, you know.
It was a great job. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a good job.
We had some terrific times there. Mm-hmm.
Well, now we're all going to go see Keeley at McCallum on February 14th, right?
Absolutely.
What better day to go on than Valentine's
That's
Day to
right.
see Keeley?
Exactly.
You going to bring your wife?
No.
You're lying.
I was looking at a website last night, and I Googled your name, Dot Keeley. I saw all kinds of albums of yours that were done. You did some wonderful stuff with Don Costa and...
Wow, that's all on the computer?
You just put your name in and you come up with things that you forgot you did, really.
Really?
It's amazing.
She doesn't have a computer. She doesn't know how to work a computer.
I'm just lucky I can work my cell phone, you kidding?
And her cell phone operates on kerosene.
You have a computer? You're good at it, aren't you?
I'm pretty good. Not as good as him, but I know it pretty
well. What kind should I get?
Well, there's so many great kinds of computers to get.
Can't you just answer one kind?
Well, no, because then, this is a show where I don't think we're supposed to plug anything,
any plugs, right.
But they have some great computers.
Wait, are you looking for help?
Wait, there's a third person that just came on.
Is it Jerry?
Vail.
Is he playing through?
We got a minute. Come on here.
Jerry Vail, everybody. What a show. Here, take this microphone over.
How are you, Jerry?
I'm good. How are you?
Jerry here to say hi. Hi, everybody, and talk
hi
to that
everybody.
Camera. Is that camera on?
That
camera is on. Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
I have no idea.
I'm here to see Keeley, Buddy, and Frankie, and they're all friends of mine. And
what is Melinda, chopped liver?
Melinda's always Melinda. Here. Melinda's always here.
Now you've done that. Now you can get out.
Okay.
No,
don't go.
Who else is showing up?
Can you sit on your lap?
That's it. I just saw the 1 minute sign come up,
okay,
so I think you got to say goodbye,
I got to say goodbye. I want to thank Jerry Vail for popping into the studio, and Betty Greco and Frankie Randall and Keeley, February 14th at the McCallum.
Everybody go.
Wish you love. I know it's going to be a fabulous show. So thank you all for joining me on Talk of the Decade. Thank you, audience, for joining
everybody.
Us.
Everybody.
You are.
Stay right there in your easy chair for 30 minutes of pleasure. Don't you go, it's Melinda's show. It's the Talk of the Desert. I just love coming home at night. I turn around, she's a treasure. Everyone and everywhere I go, she's the Talk of the Desert.
Melinda Reed's celebrity interviews are seen Fridays at 10 a.m. and Saturdays, Mondays, and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., but only on Time Warner Cable TV 10. For more guest information, visit our website, www.talkofthedesert.tv, where you can now listen and download to your iPods past programs.